You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today. Happy Monday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear the last part, at least the last part that's going to air on the radio, of this sermon entitled The Law of Liberty. Here on WGOD Radio, we've been going through the book of Romans all year, just about, it seems. And we're getting close to wrapping this up. Matter of fact, I wrapped it up at church over a week ago now. And here on the radio, we're in chapter 14. This is entitled The Law of Liberty. If you've liked what you've heard about the freedoms that we have in Christ, free to eat what you want, regardless of what others tell you, free to worship whatever day you want, regardless of what others tell you. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Not a freedom to sin, it's a freedom to live. You've got the Holy Spirit now. We read in Titus that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that. That is, the grace of God teaches us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously and soberly in this present evil age. That's what we do now. We've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, help us live a holy life. We don't follow rules anymore, because you, my friend, can't keep rules. Rules are designed to bring you to your knees to cry out to a deliverer, for a deliverer and a savior. Enough of that. Here's the last part of this message now, the law of liberty. We'll be back tomorrow with chapter 15 and 16, and then we're going to move on to another subject here on WGOD Radio.
Let me encourage you. Use the talents the Lord's given you. Don't be a busybody in someone else's affair. Serve the Lord. Remember last week's sermon. This do, or do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The day is coming when you and I will have to give an account. But please, let's look at this in the right positive way. Negative only applies if you are a lazy squanderer of your talents. If that's not you, write an NA there and let's move forward. Think about this. The Lord's talents given to you. Imagine that. If you're a baseball player and Lord Jesus was a baseball player. Hank Aaron, look out. Or Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb. The Lord's talents given to you. Maybe you're a piano player. The Lord, the most brilliant piano player ever. He's God. The Lord's talents given to you. Think about that. The Lord's given His talents to you. How can you fail? If you do what you've been called to do, how can you fail with the talents He's given you? They're His talents. They're not your own moth-eaten talents. They're His. If God has called you to be a ... whatever it is, evangelist, preacher, pastor, teacher, homemaker, whatever it is He's called you to do, You will succeed. And now, verse 14. He's going to hit on food once again. Romans 14, 14. It says, I know and I'm convinced by the Lord, Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything unclean, to him it's unclean. See that? He says, I know and I'm convinced. And he's convinced by Jesus. Not by a well-wishing friend. Not by a pastor. Not by a deceiver. Not by someone with an axe to grind. He was convinced by the Son of God that there is nothing on God's green earth that's unclean for you to eat. Then he says, nothing by itself. I mean, in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with it. If a vulture's been pecking on it, maybe it's unclean now. Or if it died an unnatural death, it's unclean. That's why he said, don't eat anything that didn't die itself. So unclean of itself is what it means by that. People can make things unclean. Again, may I remind you too, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee and a son of a Pharisee. He's telling these in Rome that Jesus convinced him. Now, being a Jew, maybe he needed convincing, just like Peter did, that nothing is unclean of itself. But then he adds, people have the freedom to do whatever they wish when it comes to what they eat. You might think pork is unclean. Okay, I'm with you. Personally, I think cauliflower is unclean. Along with spinach. She called it. For those on the radio, broccoli. Unclean. Where I live in the Atlantic, I make broccoli shout out when it comes near my town. Unclean. 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 Stay out of Indian Atlantic. Broccoli. Now, Mike lives up the street a little in Melbourne. Maybe he welcomes it there. Not in my house, my poor wife. She has to go out to eat it. She can't make it at home. She's banned from making broccoli at our house. For 54 years, broccoli has not touched these lips. However, don't tell me to preach to others that the Bible says that it's unclean. Because Jesus says everything's clean. It's just I'm a fool. But don't say the Bible says, because that's not the case. Because the New Testament says nothing is unclean of itself. And by the way, if you want to refute that, you're not allowed to use an Old Testament to do that because there's been a change in covenants. Amen. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, we'll all make a new covenant with the house of Israel. In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first covenant obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. I don't know if that's on the handout. That's Hebrews 8, verses 9 through 13. God has made the first covenant obsolete, which is why I won't let you bring in an Old Testament into my office to refute New Testament doctrine. You can't do that. The Old Testament is somebody else's covenant. It's not yours. The new covenant is yours. Which is why the Apostle Paul can and does say, for neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But faith working through love. Galatians 5, 6. And then Galatians 6, 15. For in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. That's a Pharisee telling you. The whole Old Testament is built on circumcision. And Paul says it means nothing. This is a new covenant we're living in. You are free. You're free to sin as much as the Holy Spirit will let you. How much is that? None. Don't say, God is against this food, and bring me an Old Testament to prove it, because you've missed it. You've missed it. We're not living in that time right now. Again, Romans chapter 14, verse 14. I know and I am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Maybe you think I'm harping on this a lot, but this is a big problem here in this county where we live. It's a big problem around the country where people think it's cute and quaint to go back to somebody else's roots. And they turn themselves into Jews and start trying to keep the law to be right with God. And if you ran into the Apostle Paul living a life like that, he would say, you make me sick. Matter of fact, what he did say is, I wish those that do that would go and castrate themselves. That's what the man said. Circumcision means nothing but faith working through love. Thank you, Bill. That's what it is. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean, but not to God. To you it might be unclean, but not to God. Because I know and am convinced there's nothing unclean. To you it's unclean because you're weak. But I still love you. But I just want you to see, it's unclean to you because you're weak. You didn't come out of some temple, did you? How many people here were Satan worshipers? How many people here went to the synagogue of Satan? This stuff doesn't apply to you. He was writing this stuff that worshipped other gods the week before. You don't even have to worry about this. How does me eating bologna offend you? How does you eating chitlins offend me? It doesn't offend me. The only thing that offends me is broccoli. Because it smells bad. It smells bad, friend. Therefore, do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Amen? Therefore, do not, this is verse 16, Romans 14, 16, and we're done. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I love that scripture. Your faith is not about eating. Let's stop breaking up fellowships and causing divisions over what you're eating. How stupid is that? And drink. The kingdom of God is about righteousness. It's a group of people that believe that this is what it's all about. Righteousness.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.